This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Limestone Coasters, it's time for me to catch up with Andy Stott from SayPol. He joins me on the line. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Ewan.
Andy, 10 arrests over the weekend. Is that high?
We've had a busy time, but we're very active and we deal with business and businesses there. So we have had, I'll go through a couple of those arrests. Had a 39-year-old Narracourt male arrested for a serious criminal trespass and theft as a result of breaking into a house. And we've had a 35-year-old Gambia male arrested for serious criminal trespass and theft following a break investigations after a break-in back on the 14th of February on a Panola Road business in Mount Gambier, which is a good clear-up. 50-year-old Mount Gambier male was arrested for aggravated assault and breaching the intervention order on a female known to him. A 39-year-old Narracourt male was arrested for aggravated serious criminal trespass and breaching an intervention order on a residence of a female known to him. A 42-year-old Narracourt male was also arrested in relation to a breach of intervention order for a person that he'd obviously been ordered not to be in contact with. We've had some the usual drug drivers and stuff. One particular drug driver that tested positive for methamphetamine on Panola Road, and that was the early hours of the day, so it was 9 o'clock in the morning that he got pulled over, and obviously he's got some problems coming as far as court and driver's licence and stuff goes. Mm-hmm. We've been having a close look at a few people we know for some thefts and stuff across the Limestone Coast because, you know, it just needs to be followed through on. We've had a bit of a spate of thefts of late, as we've talked about before.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got another male, 46-year-old Mount Gambier male, was arrested for strangulation, assault and aggravated serious criminal trespass.
Jesus.
On a female known to him in Mount Gambier. A 33-year-old Mount Gambier male was arrested for re-entering a licensed premises. So the message there is if you get kicked out of a pub for whatever reason, if you try to get back in, then you're committing an offence. So this particular guy was arrested for that. 31-year-old Millicent Mayo was arrested for theft and unlawfully on premises following an investigation in relation to being on a premises stealing ride-on lawnmowers. A heap of property was recovered as a result of that arrest, and obviously some good work in on the part of Millicent Police there. Mm. And a 30-year-old Mount Gambier Mayo was arrested for breaching bail. Was meant to report in and continues not to, so he's been placed before the court now to make sure that he does the right thing.
Andy, on top of the arrests and break-ins, there is a speed campaign that is underway at the moment through SayPol as well?
Yeah, we've got a couple of weeks where we're going to be paying attention to, and that's not to say that we don't always anyway, but the spotlight's on creeping and the creeping speed. It's obviously between 1 and 9 kilometres over the limit, those lower speeds, but that extra few kilometres an hour can be a significant difference between injury and non-injury in a collision situation. So we're going to be trying to educate our motorists to make sure that they are doing the right thing, thinking about the effects that their speed will have on both themselves and other road users, and reminding them of the need to abide by the speed limits.
Andy, it is always good to catch up, to have a chat about what's going on. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
That's my pleasure, Ewan.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.